rate, you're supposed to slow down a little bit as you get older. As long as you don't stop, that's the main thing. I'm sitting here thinking, well, at least while you're working on the lower gate, you'll be in the shade most of the day, won't you?
Yeah, in the lower gate, yeah. I was about to get the lower and up and lower mixed up. Pulling the Joe Biden on you. Yeah, the upper gate was in the direct sunlight. I was kind of slow working on it because I'd pull up the stakes and leave when it got too hot.
Yeah, I started to pull up stakes and leave the garden yesterday. Matter of fact, I did 2 or 3 times. I was out there. Got out there yesterday morning and picked the green beans and cut the okra and got the squash and stuff in. Now, I tell you what, by the time I come in, I was soaking wet and it was hot.
I can believe that. That'll tell you something about a dumb stunt I pulled. I couldn't get that new gate open to work. It would just sit there and do nothing. It clicked and nothing else. So I got the book out and got to reading, and it says it's in the motor circuit. Well, I go back to the motor circuit, and I checked out the old wiring and all the details and everything, and spent time on that. Couldn't find anything wrong with it. And all of a sudden, Jerry, it dawned on me. The battery's in the motor circuit, and that battery had been in that gate for a while. I went and bought a battery and put it in. It works like a charm.
I'm so glad you got that one fixed. That I'm sure it made you feel good.
Right to the point where you can't see the forest for the trees over
there. Unfortunately, that's the truth. It's like I've told Anthony and, George, my father-in-law that's Silent Key now, told me when I started working on appliances. He said, you go in there and start working on something. If you get stumped, he said, walk out to the truck and get you a drink of water or tea or whatever you got out there in the truck. And sit out there in the truck and think about something else for a little while, and then go back in and work on to the appliance and start from the beginning. You know, he said, you know what it's supposed to do, and you know what things that can make it not do what it's supposed to. He said, don't make it harder on yourself than it has to be.
Well, when you find out a piece of equipment is doing everything it's supposed to do up to a point, that point is the trouble, over.
And it, well, it's amazing, Ray. You know, you get working on something and you get it on your mind real hot and heavy, and you overthink it, and then it's something simple. It's got to be either this or this or this, and you know, and you try to overthink it, and it don't work that way.
You got that right. But, I run into that when I was working quite often. It does, to the point where you just don't know, what am I going to do next? What I'm going to do next is walk out that front door and go out there and walk down the road a little ways and cool off a little bit and then come back. And most of the time, I come back and find the trouble.
Separate yourself from it every once in a while.
Yep. And that deal about the battery, I'd done gone to bed and just about asleep when that dawned on me. I almost got up and went to check it then, but I didn't.
Sounds just like you, Ray. You get something on your mind, you can't sleep. And then when you think about it, you want to go fix it right then.
Yeah, that's about the way it works. Anyhow, life gets interesting, don't it?
If it stayed the same all the time, Ray, it'd be dull, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be no fun at all. And the big pleasure in working on something is what getting everything put back together and it works.
And I like it when the plan comes together like that.
Oh, yeah. You can't hardly beat that kind of deal. Harry, I better get off of here. I think I'm about ready to go in and help me another cup of coffee. I think I can afford one more before I go to bed. It don't really keep me awake, so I can afford to get one if I don't wake too close to bedtime.
And get it, go in there and see if Edie's got something hid in the cabinet that, to go along with that. You know, she might have a piece of cake or a piece of pie or something like that hid from you. go in there and get that and a cup of coffee and sit down and relax a few minutes, then you go sleep good.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle that, get something to eat right now. It was just before I came out here, I had a big old bowl of clam chowder.
Oh, boy, that sounds good. Well, I ate earlier tonight because I was going to call Lynette, so I wanted my supper to, or my late meal to settle down a little bit before I come in here and sat down in front of the radio.
That'll do it every time. Gary, have a good night. Whenever you get a feel like you can trust yourself to brave the virus, come by. We'll sit on by the fireplace and drink coffee. Now, by the way, talking about the mask situation, I understand the trend now is coming toward making the mask mandatory. You'd be surprised how many people I saw over the other day. They had the mask on all right, but they had it pulled down below their nose over.
Makes a whole lot of good sense, don't it, Ray? They either keep it down below their nose or don't wear one. Or I have seen them just pull them all the way down under their chin. And then if they see somebody looking, they'll pull it up and, you know, a little bit towards their mouth. But they don't cover nothing up with it. So I don't know. I've got my own theory about that. And we'll get into that over a cup of coffee.
That sounds like a winner to me, buddy.
But it is always. You go on in there, get your cup of coffee, tell Miss Edie we said hello. And as far as the way I feel, I feel good. I'm not running a fever or anything like that. I feel like I could come up there and visit tomorrow. But, you know, on the off chance, I don't want to bring something up there and make you an Edie sick. So we'll wait another day or two, and then we'll get together. We'll sit down and have a good long all-day talk.
Sounds like a good one going here. You take care, tell Joy hello, and we'll talk to you a little later. K4SUG.
Buddy, you take care, and I'll talk to you after a while sometime. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Folks, that's going to sound like it's going to wrap it up for tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment, or if I missed anyone for comments, call KI4DOS.
DOS, KK4JBQ.
Mary, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's on your mind?
That is what on a lot of people's mind, I'm sure, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I want to thank you for being so faithful to call this net every Wednesday night. It's great service to the rest of us, and I just wanted to mention that. Anyway, hope you have a good night. KK4JBQ.
I do appreciate it, and I've been calling this for a good while. I don't know how many years now, but it's just, you know, second nature, and I really enjoy it. I get to talk to all of you folks out there at Radio Land. Don't get to see you as much as I get to talk to you, but at least I get to talk to you, you know, maybe once a week or, you know, every once in a while anyway.
That's the point of it. Like most everybody else, I suppose, who's listening to us, I call it sequestered. And I don't get out much. Donna does the grocery shopping and a few chores that has to be done. So it's nice to sit here and listen to people talk, and it's awfully nice that I don't have to worry about what I hear, if you know what I'm saying, and that everyone is so congenial, you know, to one another, and that means a lot. I'd sit here and I just relax, and I enjoy it. I really do. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what you've done for us, but all of those net controls out there who take the time out of their day and step up to the plate, overcome the shyness that most all of us have, and provide this service for us. It really is a tremendous thing. Anyway, I'm going to sip on my cup of coffee here that I just warmed up. Ray, it's awfully good to hear you if you're still listening. awfully good, and I wish you a happy belated 90th birthday. You tower above us, sir. Anyway, Gary, have a good night. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Well, tell Donna we said hello. Good talking with you. I ain't talked to you in a long time. And, you know, maybe we're to get on the radio a little more often now that we are, as you say, sequestered. you know, I'm still able to get out and go and do the things I have to do. And I don't get to go and do all I want to do because I don't want the possibility of making someone else ill. So I stay home, and Joy and I stay pretty much around, as old Dwight used to say, the Ponderosa. We stay around here, you know, the plantation, and don't go anywhere. We just kind of try to do the best we can. But you and Donna have a great evening. Enjoy that coffee. I'm going to go get me one here in a minute, and we'll talk to you later. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. That's going to about wrap it up this evening. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. I hope you come back tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a large number of check-ins and rider's cramp and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, y'all take care, and I'll put them in my net report. There you have it. We had 57 check-ins tonight. Great number. Appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and like I say, give Mr. Matt a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear. 34DJW, Dave, you by?
KI4DOS, W4DJW, I'm here, Gary.
I got a question about that other page where they pre-check-in. When I pulled it up, I just had those that I read off to start with. Is there a refresh button or something I need to hit a little later? Because the Andy and Josh and Landon never did show up on mine.
Yeah, John and I have been doing that. If you hit the F5 button on your browser, it'll refresh the screen. So anybody that comes in after you will show after you have initially pulled up the page. Anybody that comes in later, that's what we do throughout the net is just keep hitting the F5 button to refresh the screen. That same screen that you've got bookmarked, or whether it's in a phone or whether it's on. Well, if it's in a phone, you just drag it down and let go of it, and it'll pop up and refresh. If it's on a computer, you just hit the F5 button. When the focus browser.
Dave, I went over to the. I've got the Echo Link up right now, and I clicked on the other one, and I forgot the net report was up there, so I hit the F5, and it just gave my net report again. So I will remember that from now on.
Okay. Well, that is something that we've been working on in the software to make it so that you don't have to have all those windows open. Might be able to do something like that for the browser version, too, to make it simpler like that. But before we added it to the net control software, yeah, you have to have two tabs open in your browser, one for the net control report and one for the pre-check-ins. And if you hit F5 on the one that is the one that gives you the results of the net report, yeah, it's going to send the net report again. That makes sense.
I will remember to do that from now on, and so when I after I log into that web page, I just keep bumping F5 every once in a while to see if I have additional free check-ins, correct?
That's correct. And some people, you know, as this evolves over time, people, like, I know some people are checking into multiple nets, and if it's a long time till it gets their group, they may be waiting for a while and just say, oh, I'm just going to use pre-check-in and go on to my next net, right? So they may even come in after you start calling. I've noticed them doing that, using it, and I can understand, I can appreciate why they do that, because, you know, they're waiting for, they've got a limited window, right? And they want to get in. That window passes. Their only alternative is use the pre-check-in to get in. So that happens as well, even after the net has started.
They at least do that. That keeps our numbers up. And I don't mind doing that, but I did not, like I said, did not have those three listed on mine, and I did not know that all I had to do was hit the F5 key. But I know that now, and I do appreciate the computer education. How's that?
No problem, Gary. You give us all education in calling the nets. So it all balances out in the end. Really enjoy your nets, Gary. KF4DOS, W4DJW.
If I enjoy it, if I didn't enjoy it, I'd have quit a long, long time ago. But I do enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun, and I do enjoy talking to all the folks out there in Radio Land I don't get to see. Dave, you and Miss Amy have a good evening, what's left of it. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Don't work too hard. Stay cool as you can, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the information. W4DJW, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary, you enjoy. Stay safe. Enjoyed your net. W4DJW clear.